One, then, the first amendment.
Amendment number one is 1A005, Org Units 7900 and 6300, Department on Aging and BHD.
Thank you. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you. Back again. I took everybody's feedback from the last time I was here a couple days ago, because it sounded like people liked the idea but didn't like the funding mechanism. So I brought forward a different way to pay for it. So nothing really changed except for the funding mechanism.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Stamper?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay, did you do diligence, Supervisor?
Yes, I heard that there was a value in the position that I tried to abolish or unfund, and taking that into consideration, I just didn't, like I said, I don't just add positions for the hell of it. It's something that I'm passionate about, our seniors, and sometimes it gets to be criticized for, like on the Southridge deal, but I'm always trying to do the right thing when it comes to these people.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other comments?
Any motion?
Questions? Dr. Colton. Dr. Colon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Supervisor. So I would have a question. Are you unfunding Tanya Simpson's position in order to move forward with this?
No.
No?
No.
Read the amendment.
Yeah, the amendment.
Okay. Yeah, the amendment's different. Right? That's
no. Before you were abolishing her position.
Right.
Are
no.
you unfunding
no.
her
no.
position?
No. No.
Director Colon, I believe that the supervisor was just using that position as a source of funding. I believe that's all that was going on at the time. He, at least to my knowledge, he is not interested in unfunding our position.
Right. Yep.
And if such an amendment comes forward, then I will say what I have to say again. Director Cooper.
So, Mr. Chair, I'm just seeing this right now. So it says service commodities for professional services non-recurring are reduced by $77,000 within the Department of Health and Human Services?
Correct. Yep.
I'm not entirely sure what impact that will have right now, so I can't really comment to that.
Well, you have two different funds. One has over $9 million, and the other one has $1.4 million. So I'm pretty sure you can find $77,000, almost $78,000 out of those amounts, out of those two funds.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, there's been a few comments already to this effect that I can find money. I submitted a budget based on a very specific programs and operational issues. So I'm just a little, find this a little challenging that I can figure out how to find all this money to get this done. But again, I'm just seeing this now, so I would have to talk to staff about it. But just generally speaking, I hope that just because I have a big budget, you don't think I can find all this money to do all these things.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do appreciate this approach better than the first one. I was still a little undecided here, thinking out loud, I guess. I was prepared to vote for it based on the sketch you sort of provided me the other day in discussion, but Ms. Stein did speak yesterday a bit and left me sort of unconvinced that this function isn't already being done. It sounded like it already is included in the activities, that she has several staff who are dedicated to this. She did acknowledge and applaud your passion for this, and she didn't say she didn't want more, but it wasn't as compelling a case, I guess. Director Colon, I do have a question for you, too. So I'm a little.
I can answer that.
A little less motivated. Sure. So if you want to respond to that first.
Yeah, I can. Well, obviously, after I did my tour of all the county mail sites and saw that there, I thought was a lack of, there could be more participation, let's just put it. I picked up the phone, called Director Stein, and said, listen, I think that we need to do better in this area. And if her staff could, you know, I'd like to either add a position or do something. And her staff kicked around ideas and came up with two recommendations. One, a body, this particular position right here, and two, a marketing plan, which would be between $30,000 and $40,000. That would be advertisement. And after talking to some of my colleagues, one being the chairwoman of the board who served on the Commission on Aging for 8 years, she said, I think actually having a body, one that reports back, one that sets goals, would be the better of the two. So, you know, if staff wasn't saying, yeah, we don't need this, then why would they go through the, you know, the process of taking time to put it together? Plus, I think these other positions, they work towards a little nutrition aspect, but this is specifically for, you know, the actual getting more seniors to the sites. And not like driving them or anything like that, but you can figure out how they can get transportation and going to these different senior housing complexes and working with Hunger Task Force and churches and Interfaith and Goodwill. And that's what this push, you know, would do. So I can see how any, you know, especially if it's going to cost someone else a job, because she called me and said, hey, I didn't want anybody to lose their job. And I said, well, that, you know, that this is not your decision. I asked, you know, whether or not we needed this position and or what we needed. She got me that information. I made a decision to bring this amendment forward myself, and that was the mechanism I would use to pay for it. Obviously, this I sat here in this committee, did not like the fact that we were going after an individual person. Hector rallied around, trying to call on everybody over the weekend and that, and that's fine. And, you know, trying to work against my amendment. You know, never called my office. I think you know the phone number. And,
hold on a second. Yes, I did.
Nope.
I emailed you and you
said, gentlemen, have
and then I got another email back from your staff person saying you still wanted to talk to me. Well, you could always call my office.
Sometimes there's miscommunication
so,
for some reason.
And that's fine if there's miscommunication. Yeah. So calm down there.
I could show you the email.
Go ahead. That's print
right.
them up.
That's all right.
So that's why where we're at now.
Okay. Director Colon, I know there have been a lot of comments about you being able to find money. I think you could, I would hope people would have an appreciation for what this committee sees, which is that we're always being told whenever you guys want something, not just your department, but other departments, they want to give somebody a big raise or they've got some special thing, we're told, oh, we can absorb this within our budget. And we're like, oh, we didn't know you were that flush. You know, a couple $100,000 for, you know, the exec's Obamacare plan, you could find it. But it was never, I didn't realize that we had it. It was never identified to us. Similarly, when an appointee was voted down, the next thing I hear is she's on contract, and this is how they're able to do that. It's that the department has professional services, a large budget with no oversight under $100,000. And so you're able to do all kinds of contracts that we never see that have no public scrutiny. And when I hear that and see that, it makes me less sympathetic to the claim that you don't have sort of a lot of money floating around in a department that is at your disposal. So I think it's absorbable.
Sure. Mr. Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb, I appreciate the comments you're making, and one, as it relates to ACA, there's a projected surplus in the Department of Health and Human Services this year that we thoroughly have been analyzing and feel comfortable that in light of that projected surplus, that we can make a small investment with ACA because that's the best and fair and right thing to do. As it relates to the contract with Kathy Eilers, the reason why we're able to do that is because she's not in that position. And so we're not Jim Kubitschek is the interim director, and into the deputy role we have Jennifer Bergeson, but her position is still acting in that position as well. So money exists very specifically because of the reason that it's, the position is not totally filled. The other thing to keep in mind is, so I know what the projected surplus is looking like this year. We're talking about next year. I just received an email from the state that there's going to be some cuts in BCA to us as a result of sequestration. So this is stuff that's not anticipated, but it's going to come down our door. So all I'm saying is, when you have a budget, you got to be very planful, and there could be some things that are unanticipated that come back to us that could bite us, and we just need to be careful on how we move forward.
So when I hear about a contract with Ms. Eilers, that is not out of your professional services. It's you're paying for that out of your personnel item, personnel line, salaries line, as though she were an employee?
No. What I'm saying is we have flexibility within our budget because those positions aren't, the position isn't filled.
Well, of course they're going to have flexibility.
Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Of course they're going to have flexibility in their budget. They have the director's position open. I mean, you're having someone step up. So the way it appears to me is your choice didn't get the nomination, so you turn around and hire out of this account to basically do the job. That, well, I mean, that's what appears to us. Well,
Supervisor.
You know, I mean, that's what it appears to me. So, the what?
Let's not get into that. I mean, you're trying to get the $77,000.
Right, and there's over $10 million.
You've identified
right.
the source.
Yep.
Identified
right.
the source.
I mean, yeah.
Let's not.
All right, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Maybe that was my fault. I interjected that issue, but it's my understanding that that was how that gets paid for, and so it was about that commodities and professional mm-hmm. services line. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. Supervisor Stanford?
Thank you. Director Colon, how much is the contract for Eilers?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Stamper, she's $75 per hour, and she can only work 26 hours a week.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We have a motion. No, we don't have a motion. We don't have a motion for approval. Supervisor Wilma West moves approval. Any other further discussion on Amendment 1A005? Seeing no indication of such, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. Amendment number 1A005 is approved.